Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast.
Recorded in front of a live studio audience.
I didn't think that there was anything on the face of the earth that would ever push me to do what I'm going to do right now. But Flair, you have pushed me as far as you're going to push. Right here is $25,000. And it goes to any human being that can eliminate Ric Flair from wrestling. Take a look at it, Paul Jones, you and your whole entourage of people, Dick Slater, Kabuki, the names, the list, it goes on and on. Any human being that can eliminate Ric Flair for me has got $25,000 cash. I'll give it to any living human being. Jack Briscoe, you are world's champion. You took the belt from me. You're the man. You can do it. It's here for you. Come and get it, please. Somebody take the damn money. I want rid of Flair.
In the red corner from Kansas City, Missouri, heavyweight champion of the world, Harley Race.
Let me tell you something, Gordon. You don't mind going out and having to wrestle somebody. That's what you do for a living, and it's what I do better than anyone on the face of the earth.
I happen to be world's heavyweight champion. You don't win this by garbage. You don't win this by standing here running your big mouth. The talk ends and the action begins in that squared circle.
Harley Race was the quintessential NWA World's Heavyweight Champion. Eight times over, he'd like to say. Professional wrestling was his life from the age of 16 until he took his last breath on August 1st, 2019. Harley was both feared and loved the world over. During his in-ring career, he entertained millions while propelling others to superstardom. Most know him for his gruff exterior, but to scores of people within our business, he was boss. When his in-ring career ended, he added trainer to his resume. He was very proud of that title. Harley was truly one of the toughest humans around, and he earned every accolade bestowed upon him. Simply put, handsome Harley Race will always be the greatest wrestler on God's green earth.
This is Great Muta, and you are listening to the Turnbox Throwback with Phil Lea and that pain in the ass champion right in M Radio.
Dark Satellite Media.
What this network needs, this network gets. I promise you that.
The recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment. Sports entertainment. Sports entertainment.
The one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
I am the baddest dude that walks the streets today.
I'm gonna end your career once and for all right here in Madison Square Garden.
I knew that I just had to go down and give her the thrill of a lifetime, the rude awakening.
The last thing I want to do is to own the damn WWF, because that's got to be the biggest headache in the world.
Get used to it. Who you're looking at, the man. Woo!
It's time to crank your headphones and forget your problems. You're listening to an action-packed episode of the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast!
Woo! Yeah!
Episode 316. Is that 316? 316. Hello, 316.
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello. What?
Hola.
What?
Hola.
What?
Hola.
What's up, everybody? Turnbuckle Throwbacks live, rantemradio.com, Rantatian Media, Shining Wizards Network, Dark Satellite Media. I'm your gracious host, the Impact Player, Mr. Philly Ray, and I am joined by...
The Jerk-Off!
Choppy's a pain in the ass.
The pain in the ass.
Choppy's the Mook. A pain in the ass.
And no gimmicks needed, Choppy!
No gimmicks needed, Choppy. And we have a special guest in the studio tonight. Hello, sir.
Hello.
It's Hammer Time.
Hammer Time.
And we're live. Hello, everybody in the chat room.
We are live.
Oh, we've got a lot of chat room people in there tonight. Uptown, woo! Georgie, Aaron, Shaylin.
Big Tone is in? Wow.
Big Tone is in. Michael Wayne Miller is in. Justin from The Inconclusive is in. Cousin Georgie. Donnie D from the fucking Gypsy from Canada.
Wow.
Yep, we got a lot of heads in there tonight. Oh, Roberto's in there. And you know what Rob's going to be doing.
Fucking Donnie, it got out of the matter.
And this is episode 316.
What? What?
What?
What?
What?
What?
Oh, Mario from the Barrio is in the
hear
room.
This? Another gimmick.
Choppy, the hardest working mook in the business.
I agree.
Yep.
What is a mook?
How's everybody doing, man?
How you doing, buddy? Your first week of vacation.
How you doing?
How you doing? I did really nothing this week. The first 2 days of my vacation, I stayed in the house. I just slept. Like, I couldn't, you know.
So it was a staycation, not a vacation.
It's still a staycation, yeah. I still have another week to go, so I'll do something. Me want Screwface. Tell him no, Pansy. Tell him no, Pansy. Me want Pansy.
Rob the Bingo, he's the man.
Rob is the man.
I don't give a shit what they say about him.
I don't care what they say about Rob, he says.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, huh? Choppy's stuffing his fotch.
Fuck you.
Milk it.
What? You want some?
No, thanks.
Milky.
What?
Speaking of Mario Brothers, don't let me leave without Donkey Kong tonight.
DK.
Do you have it?
Donkey Kong. DK.
Anyway. Yeah, so then I went to the city, hung out for a little while. And then yesterday I ran to the doctor, ran some errands. Got to get the thyroid checked out. All that good, happy horse shit. Man, well... Good, not good, but what are you going to do? It is what it is. It is what it is. I'm on vacation till the 12th. I'm on till... Yeah, well, I guess me too. Because the 12th is a Monday, right? Well, that's the 9th, right? No, 12th. Yeah, I'm on vacation.
Vacation's over. SummerSlam is what, Monday?
No, SummerSlam is Sunday.
Next Sunday, by then Monday you're off, right?
Right. No, I'm not off. That's the day I go back to work.
The 12th?
Mm-hmm.
Oof, I would call out.
No. It's okay, man.
I would call out that.
What are we doing on? Are we getting together for Survivor Series on SummerSlam?
I mean, I'm not. I would. You know, we're going to the Domingos for All Out.
Right, we're not going there for
SummerSlam. So SummerSlam. If you want to come over, you can come over right. Next Sunday.
Justin, this is the Superman Red Sun shirt.
Probably one of the greatest Superman stories I've ever read.
It's my favorite Superman story. It's the story of Superman landing in communist Russia instead of Smallville, Kansas.
Mother Russia.
And they're making a movie about it now. Animated movie.
Supposedly, yeah.
Yes. Hammer, how have you been, man?
I'm good.
Yeah, how was your summer so far?
Good.
You did all your camps?
Yep.
Bible camp in the books?
Yep.
Drama camp in the books?
Yep.
Visit the Pappy's house yet? Or that's tomorrow?
That's tomorrow.
That's tomorrow, okay.
Bible camp?
Yeah.
Yeah, my church was like a Bible... Not like a... No, it's like a Bible school. It's like a vacation... It's like a camp. You know,
that's
they
fun.
They pick a project. They pick a theme out of the Bible. They do a project about it for like the whole week. They do, like, you know, crafts and shit like that, you know?
Nah, I'm good.
He's almost done. He, like, you're almost at the age where you don't have to do it no more, I think.
This is the final year.
This is the final year, right. And you've been doing it since, like, you're six now, right? Seven?
Five.
Oh, yeah, even earlier than that. All right.
Your pappy over here went to church last week. Boy, was it fucking boring.
I went to church? Oh, I went to Madison Square Garden, yeah.
Last Sunday. What was last Sunday? Your godson's christening.
I thought you meant Madison Square Garden Church.
No, you fucking
so same with the church of weekend. Yeah, we baptized Landon last Sunday.
Wow. Well, actually, the priest was actually pretty funny.
He was all right. He made a nice, really nice speech. I like how he did it.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah,
he wasn't a priest, it was a deacon.
Yeah, the deacon's like, oh, well, I have 1,700 grandchildren, and I've been married, so I'm not a priest. And I was like, okay, you don't need your life story, Cha-Cha. We just need a sermon. Let's keep it moving. Let's keep it moving. You know, we have cranky kids in the church. We have family members. It's 117 degrees outside. Me and Choppy wore the same color shirt and didn't know we were wearing the same color shirt.
Well, you got the memo.
People thought that they were fucking, that we were like tagged. I said, listen, man. I said, we're psychic. Okay, we're psychic and we're the best fucking tag team on the planet. All right. Hey, what's up there, Nick? My nephew Nick's in the room. Yes, the concert was dope. Dope, dope, dope. Good news. Malachi says he'll part with a few LJN figures for you guys.
Hey now!
All right, listen. Here's what I want. I want the Magnificent Morocco. I want Bam Bam Bigelow.
That's my Macho Man.
Choppy wants the Macho Man. Mom's doing okay. She got the cast off. The hard cast, anyway. Now she has a soft cast. If she would return my calls, I would talk to her more and find out how she's doing. But you know how Mom is. She was in the other chat room before. As I was playing, I was DJing before. Because we had to reconnect everything. Because we still had the setup from behind us. So I had to quickly come in and set stuff up before 8 o'clock. So, yeah, man. So the concert was dope. I saw Iron Maiden. Fucking phenomenal.
They're still good?
They're better now than they were 20 years ago. And then this band called Raven Age opened up for them. It's like a metalcore band. It's like, how can I explain it? It's like hardcore and metal. It's really fucking edgy. They toured with the dude from Alter Bridge, the guy from Creed, and all that. And they have to be dope because Iron Maiden picked them. Oh, am I keeping you awake? I'm sorry, sir. This dude comes over. His grandma calls me yesterday. Michael wants to come see you. How come Michael hasn't called me? I don't know. So Mike comes to my house. The first half hour's in the house. He fucking takes a nap on my couch. Nice guy. What up, Vince? Vince and Justin from Make Inclusive are in the building.
Wow.
What up, boys? Inclusive every Sunday on the Shining Wizards Network. Cheap plug. Hit that bell. Thank you very much. All right, anyway. So, what else has been going on? I didn't do a lot of wrestling, honestly. I watched Raw. I tried to watch Raw anyway.
Raw was good.
Raw was pretty good.
Raw was very good.
Allie and I were out. I did not see SmackDown Tuesday.
It was pretty good.
Yeah, honestly, the Mets have been on a fucking tail lately, so I've been watching a lot of baseball because they're trying to get back into the playoffs, make the wild card. So it's really, it was like the trade deadline and all the shit's going on. So I was trying to multitask and throw back, and then I was waiting for NXT to come on Wednesday and whatever. So it is what it is. Got a link for Metal Age. What's Metal Age?
Excuse me, I gotta get my phone.
Oh, yeah, go get your phone, man. Inconclusive, baby. That's right. Yes, I didn't really watch a lot of wrestling. Have you watched any wrestling on your vacation? Besides 2K20 nonsense you've been telling me about today?
Well, NXT.
You watch NXT, right?
NXT UK.
Mm-hmm. You like NXT UK?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think of Walter and the Imperium? You like those guys?
I'm not really. I think Walter's better on his own because he doesn't really need the Imperium.
He doesn't need Imperium. It's cool to have a stable, yeah, though, right?
To fight Gallus and Dillinger. What do you call it? Mustache Mountain.
Yeah, well, British Strong Style, you mean?
British Strong Style.
Mustache Mountain, Mook!
He knew what he was talking about.
No, I'm talking to you, Mook.
I know. He was telling me what he was watching.
Mook!
Pay attention.
Jerk.
You're a jerk off.
That's what I think of.
You're a jerk off. That's what I think of you.
So, yeah, and I've been watching a lot of just old NWA. And I've watched a lot of.
Harley Race?
Yeah. So Harley Race finally passed away yesterday. He was really, really sick.
But it's been a while, though, he's been sick.
He's been super sick. And there was a really cool documentary that the NWA put out. Not a documentary, it's like a mini documentary. Okay. It's with the 10 pounds of gold. And Magnus, well, whatever his name is.
Magnus!
Sits down with Harley Race. And he actually wrestles Harley's kid in front of Harley. For Harley's WLW, whatever it's called.
World. I didn't even know Harley had a kid.
Harley had a kid. I don't even know he wrestled, but he wrestles for Harley's Fed. Hmm. For, you know. And they did the 10 pounds of gold thing. It was pretty cool. You know, and...
It was a lung cancer he died?
Yeah, he had the lung casino, yeah. Big casino.
I didn't know that.
Harley Race was one of the first guys in the Apter Mags I was attracted to that I never saw on TV before I really discovered Flair and Dusty and the Road Warriors and Jim Crockett and all this other stuff. You know, we all know the story. 8-time world heavyweight champion. The greatest wrestler on God's green earth. That's the promo.
Yep.
I played the hit on Ric Flair, the bounty.
Was that the first time a hit was put on a wrestler?
I don't think so.
No?
That's been going on in Florida for a long
time. Okay.
But, you know, most of you guys probably remember Harley Race as the King. I actually have his King of the Ring promo. We're going to play it on a break.
That was my first experience with Harley Race when he was the King.
Harley Race won the second King of the Ring tournament, and I have the actual interview of the night he won, right before he was... He tells everybody he's King.
Yeah.
And they still call him Handsome Harley Race.
Yep.
Harley, you know, if you haven't seen any of his stuff, you need to. Yeah, he's that good. Mm-hmm. Harley Race set the standard between the 70s and the early 80s. After the whole Luthez and all those guys, and then, of course, he put Ric Flair over, he put Dusty over.
He was that bridge between the 70s and the 80s for sure. Because he was, Harley was there to put over Flair to make sure that the 80s was safe and secure.
Yeah.
And he actually, without Flair, NWA would not have been safe in the 80s and the 90s, if you think about it.
Well, I mean, they were trying to get away from the Funks and the Briscoes.
Correct.
And Harley Race was the bridge, like you said, and then... He put Flair over, he put Dusty over, and that transitioned guys into territories.
Correct.
So now, you know, it was fun because you read about this stuff, and Harley Race just didn't care. And any territory he went to, he was one of the first guys to work for Baba.
Was he really?
In Japan,
wow,
yeah.
Good for him.
One of the first NWA champions to go over there, like, frequently before, you know, everything else.
I don't know, the one thing that really, like, blew my mind is that he had a fro. He had a really nice fro, that guy.
They called him handsome for a reason.
Yeah,
he had like the lamb chops.
Yeah. He had a nice fro, dude. He was awesome.
I wouldn't fuck with him. He had the fucking, that tattoo on his forehead.
Yeah, remember that?
That prison looking tattoo.
And that's another thing about, a lot of people don't realize this, even though he doesn't look it, Harley Race was the toughest man alive. He did not fuck around.
I watched a match with him and Andre today.
How was that?
It was like
a slugfest.
Yo, Andre, you know how Andre is just beasting people, right? Harley, he couldn't get Harley down long enough. Harley was in his face, battling the bear hug.
Really?
Yeah, he went toe to toe. Yeah, he went toe to toe. And you know what's cool about Harley Race? He didn't give a shit. He called everybody out. You want the title, Tommy Rich? You want it? Come get it. Ric Flair, you want it? Come get it. Jimmy Snuka, you want it? Come get it. Ricky Steamboat, you want it? Come get it. He called everybody out.
He didn't care.
Every territory he went to. Dusty, you want it? Come get it. He didn't give a shit. And that's what I loved about him so much.
What about him calling out the fucking Von Erich sometimes?
Oh. How about pulling a gun on Hulk Hogan?
Yeah.
How about telling Thunderball Patterson off without being racist?
Mm-hmm.
All right, Ole? Ole could have took some lessons from...
we all know Harley was not racist. I mean...
Yeah. Yeah, it was, he was a legend, Hall of Famer, Cauliflower Club, and then he transitioned into managing.
The Vader.
He managed Vader, managed Lex Luger.
He did.
That was my favorite Lex Luger heel run, stop making that noise. I can hear that noise in my headphones. You all right, Dad? What's up with this tank top here? You look like a fucking surfer.
Radical dude.
I don't know. Radical dude. Did you get that? Did you get that from Los Angeles? It says Los Angeles on your shirt.
No.
Where'd you get it?
Primark.
Was that a mom special?
Nope.
Oh no.
Nope.
Oh, I'm shocked. Look at you, Sabre.
Dad and I went summer shopping.
Oh, summer shopping at the Primark gimmick.
Yeah. Primark is a fine establishment.
Yeah, it is. It is. It is. It is. I gotta tell you though, Hawley got respect anywhere he went.
And even the people that did not like him, they still respected him.
My favorite promo, besides the one I'm playing tonight, is the one with some Saturday Night's Main Event, when he tells the Junkyard Dog, "I am the king, and the Junkyard Dog will bow to me in servitude."
Yes, I remember that one.
I gotta tell you, so, I mean, we all expected, like Choppy said, he was sick for a while. I didn't know he had the lung cancer, though.
I didn't know either.
Yeah.
I thought he was... didn't he take, like, a bad fall or something like that?
He fell several times, yeah. And Ric Flair said on... I think it was Jim Cornette's podcast that he fell about a year or two ago that basically put him... It did him in.
Yeah.
Like, wheelchair confined him in the whole nine yards. There's a bunch of tributes on social media.
Yeah, Iron Sheik put something out on Twitter.
Everybody put something out on Twitter. There's Facebook. There's a lot on YouTube. Like, a ton.
Can I be honest with you? I actually thought Iron Sheik was going to go first before Harley.
Well, when you suck glass dick for 20 years like the Sheik does.
Oof, my God.
You know, and then he's yelling at people.
Then fuck his ass, make him humble.
You know, that if he do stuff like that, you know, it is what it is, you know.
And then he says stuff like, you know, the Adolf Hitler, a great leader, will give me the Iggy.
Give me the Iggy. Yeah. We're going to talk some Steve Corino tonight. We got a great throwback for you tonight, by the way.
Oh, my God, was it ever.
Yeah, he did smoke big uptown. He apparently, according to Jim Cornette, he was the fastest beer drinker and the quickest cigarette smoker.
I heard Jack Briscoe was faster at smoking cigarettes than he was.
No, this is Jim Cornette. I don't know.
Well,
I
mean, Jimmy.
You know. It is what it is.
Yep. I'm actually awaiting the shoot interview with Lex Luger, which is being done on Hannibal TV on YouTube.
Okay.
There's like little snippets here and there that are being shown. He talks about the quote altercation with him and Brody.
Yeah, if you watch the Brody, he's on the Brody documentary too on High Spots.
He told me that he said that he told me he's in the video. He says, you know, there was really no altercation. I approached him after the locker room.
Yeah, okay.
He said, I never ran out of the arena after the match.
Yeah.
Lying sack of shit.
Dude, he beelined it for fucking Crockett.
Yeah. He says, oh, yeah, all these rumors about me leaving. I never left the arena. I actually approached Brody and asked him if we were cool.
He asked permission to get into the room.
Correct.
That was the fucking story. He can take it on a hop. That dude's awful.
Even
that dude is awful. I mean, fuck Lex Luger.
Despite the fact that he's confined to a wheelchair, I mean, I feel bad.
I don't wish anything bad on him. I just don't like him.
I just think that that story might have been a little fake.
Fuck it.
I don't believe that. I don't believe that story at all. And then his steroid use. He said he was on a cycle of steroid use, like he'd be on for like 3 months and off for 3 months. And I don't believe that either.
Lex Luger, $1 million body, $5 brain.
Oh, he was terrible.
What's up, there, Anime Mike?
Anime Mike's in the house.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep. Do you know where Lex Luger got his anabolic steroids from?
I got it from a Negro.
That's what I heard.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
I also heard it was from that guy from Pennsylvania.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah, that guy.
Okay, terrific.
Oh, boy. Yeah, fuck Lex Luger. And there's a good...
Flexi? Come on.
There's a good document. There's a good shoot interview with Hawley on High Spots.
About?
Shout out to Mott Spock. I didn't see it yet. Mott's will leave it open for me, he said.
I wonder, like... In terms of, like, what was Harley's relationship with Luger? Did Luger learn anything from Harley?
I'm sorry, but if you have Harley Race in your corner for anything, like, if I took Harley Race to the grocery store, I guarantee my groceries would look better.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If I took Harley Race to the movies, my movie's going to be better.
Mm.
Even the movie could suck. You know? If we invited Holly Race to Papa's house for a dinner, for a holiday,
he'd be like, guys.
He's going to yell at Uncle Boogie, right?
Boogie, can you please put the turkey on the table
right
now?
He's going to make our dinner look better. Holly Race was the man. Holly Race, Invader could talk, but he needed, and he had a mouthpiece. Luger can also talk a little bit. Didn't cut really a great promo, but Holly Race did it for him. And that was Luger's best heel run when he won the title from Barry Windham. And
you mean to tell me his Wolfpack run wasn't great either?
Oh, with his fucking FUBU pants?
Oh, man. FUBU.
Fucking Luger.
FUBU Lex Luger.
Sexy Lexi.
Flexi Lexi.
Flexi Lexi.
FUBU Lexi.
Lexi's the shits of the drizzling variety.
For us?
Wow.
For us by
Wow.
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 I'm over here now.
And then I was trying to watch the interview with Greg the Hammer Valentine that's in its full continuity on Hannibal TV for free, and it's just unwatchable.
Holly Race is better than Chuck Norris. Yes.
I don't know, man.
Yep.
Holly Race to us is what Chuck Norris is to fucking pop culture
people. Listen, they say that Chuck Norris peed out six stones, six Canadian stones, and then Thanos used those stones for his gauntlet, okay? That's why.
Wow! Wow!
That's
hey, big boy!
Hey, big boy!
Big boy!
Anybody see Richie?
Hey, what's up, cuz?
Anybody see Richie?
Hey, baby.
Listen, so yeah, Chuck Norris to pop culture people, Holly Race to us.
What the fuck?
What the fuck?
What'd you do, Mook?
I don't know what the fuck I did over here.
Oh.
I didn't do it. They stopped it. Fucking, it's your internet connection.
Mine?
What
the hell?
Oh, let's do another
it
one.
It might be Facebook.
It may be Facho Libre.
It might be Facebook.
It might be the Facebook.
It might be the Facebook.
We weren't playing any music or anything, so they could not. All right?
Fucking jerks.
Let's fucking do it again, then. You know, it is what it is.
What did Facebook do to us?
I don't know, dude.
Oh, what's up?
We had all these listeners listening to us live on the Facho Libre, and all of a sudden we lost them, these fucking...
Well, we're on the rant. Oh, we're on Spotify now, dude.
Yes, we are. We're on Spotify.
What's Spotify?
Spotify? We're on the Spotify. How you doing? Hello there, Dick.
Oh, yeah.
Hello there, Dickles.
Spotify.
Hello there, Dickles.
Oh, okay.
Oh, David Adams here. What's up, David Adams?
Hey!
Ring announcer extraordinaire. What's up, sir? How are you?
Look at
everybody's
that.
Back in the room.
Richie. Hey, Richie.
Hey, anybody see Richie?
Anybody see Richie?
I have to get that movie on DVD.
Do you? I don't know what happened. Fucking Facebook happened. But David Adams is with us now. What's up, David Adams? We're going to get you on the show, Dave.
Out for justice.
I'm back, guys. Sorry about that.
You know what, Shaylin? You don't have to be sorry. You want to know why? It wasn't your fault. Bloody freaking da! We got a regular Shakespeare over here.
I'm over here now.
Oh, you? Who's over here now?
I'm over here now.
Anybody see Richie?
Where's Elaine?
Yogi.
I'll see Elaine on Sunday for my birthday. Yep, my birthday's on Sunday.
You like this hat?
You better like this hat.
That's no lie. That ain't a lie, Phil.
That's no lie, buddy.
Did you know that? That ain't no lie, buddy.
Anyway, so what else is going on before we get into some news that you can use for the Jews?
No, I'm good.
Wow. You remember Ronan says?
No, forget that one.
The news you can use for the Jews. He said Zuckerberg, so.
Zuckerberg!
That's not necessary.
I'm coming for you.
Who's coming for you?
I am.
Hulk Hogan! We're coming for you! Hulk Hogan! We're coming for you! Hulk Hogan! We're coming for you!
I don't know if you know this, but at Raw Reunion, Booker T was eyeing down Hulk Hogan.
Did you see that picture?
Wow!
He was eyeballing him like he was going to cut him up.
It was like, Hulk Hogan, we coming for you, N-word.
Hulk Hogan, we coming for you, nigga!
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, you haven't heard anything. Did you watch the pay per view for tonight?
He gave him the. Yeah, he watched. He watched the last half of it.
Ooh, did you see the whole thing?
No.
Oh boy, if you think that's bad, what Booker T said, you can wait until the Dudley Boys are here with the Dudley
Jesus. Boys. Oh, it's I have the whole 6-minute promo from the Dudley Boys.
I was watching it this on YouTube.
We should play it.
I think we should.
Okay, we'll play it.
It is. Let me just tell you something. No, don't repeat. It was fucked up.
Yeah.
Fucked up.
Yeah, man.
Wow.
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 So Monday Night Raw was pretty good.
Raw was okay. Yes, I enjoyed Raw.
I enjoyed Monday Night Raw. I mean, you could definitely tell it was run by Heyman that night. It was all Heyman. All of Heyman was on the show.
When is he going to disconnect himself from Lesnar, you think? Or he's not?
Never.
You don't think he's going to do both then?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Did you see the beating that Lesnar gave Seth Rollins?
Yeah, apparently that was on purpose.
Oof.
Yeah. And what's up with Lesnar? I mean, what's up with Seth Rollins showing dick pics to married women? Did you see that?
No, I didn't hear about this one.
Yeah, it was on social media. He sent pictures to Caitlyn when Caitlyn was married.
Really?
Yeah, like dick pics and him in the shower.
Good for him.
Isn't that that's not the first time he's done that, though.
No, that's like he's done that many times.
What's up with dudes from Iowa showing their dicks on social media?
Well, it's either they show it to women or they show it to the cattle outside. I don't know, one or the other.
Wow! 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 We got a mess here. Look at this barbecue.
And then, no, but the beating that Lesnar gave him, oh my God. He did the F5 on, like, the gurney at least 3 times.
Yeah.
Fucked his ass up. And you know what pissed me? It kind of pissed me off a little bit because it just shows that Rollins is not the guy to beat Lesnar. The beating that he got.
I wouldn't say that. I would say that right now Rollins is the only guy in that spot. I don't see anybody else in that spot on Raw.
To step up and beat the shit out of Lesnar?
Yeah. I don't see it.
But you know whose fault is that? Is WWE for not making these guys... Like, remember when Samoa Joe was feuding with Lesnar?
Hey, Sacred Heart Sal's in the room. Yes, I remember.
Okay. Did you feel like Samoa Joe was a threat to Lesnar?
No.
You didn't?
He should have been.
I thought he was.
He should have been.
I thought, like, when I saw, when you see Samoa Joe and Lesnar standing eye to eye with each other.
That's different. I'm talking about in storyline.
No.
Period.
And I'm telling you right now, what the hell?
Yeah, it's the fucking, it's this thing.
So, I'm telling you right now, Lesnar and Joe looked like a legitimate contender. You put anybody else up against, like, anybody from the current roster up against fucking Lesnar, they don't look legitimate, dude. And yeah. It's sad.
Yeah.
I mean, Seth Rollins, when I saw Seth Rollins eyeing down Lesnar, I was like,
what about Braun?
Another guy. Braun is correct.
Yeah, but every time you see Braun on TV, he's just not doing stuff he's supposed to be doing. He's not killing people like he used to be killing
people. Well, he is. He's going to start killing people now.
Watch. I don't know, man. Samoa Joe could be reheated. Listen, I'm a big... Anybody knows who listens to this podcast, I am a huge Joe advocate.
Oh, yeah.
I've always been a Joe advocate. I'm a fan of all of his stuff from between ROH, Impact, everything. Joe should have been a champion 3 times over already. Why he's not a champion, I have
no idea. He's always going to be... unfortunately, he's always going to be upper mid-card guy.
Georgie, Aleister Black, I don't see it yet. And Matt Riddle is not even ready for prime
time. Matt Riddle is not
ready.
Let
Matt Riddle do his thing in NXT.
Yeah.
Matt Riddle's just fine right now.
Let's stop trying to push these guys up and let's give NXT a nice slow burn. Let these guys have a nice slow burn and then come up and do that thing. And
Aleister Black could be a legitimate contender on SmackDown. Again, these guys just don't look like people that could destroy Lesnar.
Yeah.
Like, if you look at Kevin Owens...
But Kevin Owens, but he's on SmackDown.
Yeah, exactly.
So right now, Seth, outside of Braun Strowman, Seth Rollins is the guy right now. There's nobody else on Raw besides Joe and Braun Strowman.
I understand that, but what I'm saying is, when you look at when you try to compare both guys, they don't look right.
What about Maria Kanellis?
Oh God!
Oh God! Can we talk about that for a second?
Absolutely.
Yes, go ahead.
She's Prego, right?
Yep.
Right, like legit. And now she's the champion. This is retarded. So
yeah,
unborn child will have a champion for parents.
Come on, man. Let's give Mike Bennett a good fucking story. Yeah. They're wasting him, man.
No, I think he's doing pretty good.
They're wasting him.
I think he's doing pretty good right now.
You think so?
He beat the shit out of what's his name?
Jake Maverick.
Yeah, Rockstar Spud. And then he did pretty well by getting the 24/7 title from R-Truth. I think they're putting some stock in him right now.
Richie. What about all the stuff with Maria? She
Well, Maria made him look like an asshole.
Yeah, no, she's the...
I don't know.
No, let's not put Finn Balor on the tag team. Let's put Finn Balor with the group.
Balor with the OC.
Yeah. Yeah. Great segue, Hammer. Yeah. It's true. I'm over it. You know, I didn't see SmackDown.
I saw the match between AJ and Kofi. It was really good.
Yeah.
Really, really good.
Even though they, like, redid SmackDown 3 times.
Yeah, yeah. Who's getting the title shot at Kofi at SummerSlam?
Randy Orton. That's going to be a good match.
Stupid.
That last feud they had a couple of years ago was great.
Yeah, that was 10 years ago, actually.
Oh, 10 years ago. Wow.
That was 10 years ago.
2009.
Man. Yep.
Wow.
That's when Kofi did the boom drop onto Randy.
On the car. I remember that.
That was 10 years ago.
That was pretty dope.
And did you see the interview? The back and forth between him and Randy?
Yeah, no, I didn't see it.
Basically, Kofi was like, "Yeah, I remember how 10 years ago to this day, you kept me down in the back. If it wasn't for you, I would probably have been WWE champion by now."
Wow.
And Kofi and Randy was like, "You know what? Yeah, I did keep you down. You want to know why? Because you weren't ready, and you're still not ready."
Yeah,
It was good.
Stupid.
Yeah, remember that?
When he didn't sell the RKO correctly, so yep. Orton yelled at him stupid 3 times and then hit the RKO 3 times.
Yes.
He stinks and I don't like him.
Yeah, thanks, Jim Norton.
That's right.
And then, what else did happen? Apparently, the New Day was trying to help out Kofi because the OCs were getting involved on SmackDown. So you had the tag team champions from both shows fighting against each other.
Donnie said stupid. It stinks. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Chopper.
And then, you know, it was pretty much like, you know, all three stables.
Yeah.
All three champions. Mm-hmm. And just kind of like doing a little mishmash with both teams. It was fine.
They should have Mike Kanellis pin Maria at the JYN instead of R-Truth.
Nah.
He's going to be there.
Nah. It's all right. It's gonna be.
I would have.
I think SummerSlam is gonna be fine.
I've never been more excited about the end of my vacation because you got NXT
Toronto. I can't wait for. That's gonna be amazing. NXT Toronto is gonna be super.
You all right, kid?
Yeah, my ears hurt.
Your ears hurt.
Will you want to lower your volume?
Yeah. Can you lower my volume, please?
How about that?
That's good.
Better.
All right. Okay.
So. I think NXT Toronto is going to be amazing, dude. It's going to have the card looks great. Gargano and Cole in the Three Stages of Hell match. You have fucking Velveteen Dream, Roddy, and Pete Dunne for the North American title. You got Shayna Baszler against Mia Yim. I think Mia Yim is going to get the belt.
Yeah,
she looks prime and ready to go.
Yeah, how about that, Ham? Is that better?
Yeah,
lower the headphones a little bit.
Yeah,
all right.
And then. Who's the other one? What was the other match? There's another match on. Oh, and then it's going to be
Adam Cole against Gargano, you said?
No, Riddle and...
Riddle and... What's his nuts?
Killian Dane?
Killian Dane, yeah. I like Killian Dane.
So do I. And then we're going to finally... and then I think we're going to get the finals of the NXT Top Prospect Tournament or something like that?
Yeah.
I think I think fucking... What's his name is going to win? The guy from TNA.
What, did the Australian guy make it to the finals?
Did he?
Yeah.
He won?
The big chooch, right?
Oh, he already won.
Yeah, he won that.
Well, Bronson won, but now it's supposed to be against the other guy from TNA.
Oh, yeah. Canada represent. Woo. Yeah, you fucking Canucks are going to have some good wrestling.
Fuck Canada.
No, we like Canada.
Do we?
We like Canada.
We like Canada.
Bunch of
we
mother-
don't like Jersey.
I don't know if you know this, but you go to Jersey a lot, don't you?
I'll be in Jersey for my birthday.
Well, you want to know something?
Yeah.
I ain't taking you nowhere to Jersey now.
Oh.
Go fuck your hand. You can forget about Jersey now.
Jersey.
Why does your hat look like an Amazon hat instead of like the Angels hat?
It's the Anaheim Angels. The Los Angeles Anaheim.
The Amazon Angels.
The Amazon Angels?
Nah, that A was around before the Amazon was out.
No, Amazon's always been great.
Amazon.
Amazon's a fine.
Amazon's been out for 20 years, you know that?
Wow!
What was that? Was that you, Mikey?
That was
one and then two.
Oh, good for you.
Anyway,
notice.
Are you guys doing an after show? I have the XAA, man. The Rant guys should be doing something.
I don't feel like doing anything.
Yeah, the Rant guys should be doing something. I don't know,
Georgie. I love this kid.
Hey, Canadian Portuguese, you mook.
Fuck you and your Canadians.
What is a mook?
No, I still like you, Donnie.
This guy's a fucking mook.
There it is. By God!
By God! He killed him! That man had a family!
That man! By God! That man has a family!
That man had a family! That man got off the cell! 27 feet! By God!
Could you imagine what JR's going to do in AEW when it debuts?
Good segue. Speaking of AEW, they sold out their first TV taping.
They sold out already?
Whoa. 2 hours.
The live event already sold out?
Yep.
Wow.
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 Yep. Sold out in 2 hours.
Wow.
Nick Jermyn will be ringside.
Wow.
Well, yeah.
He will, huh?
Yep. Yep.
Will he, huh?
Yep. Wow. DC.
Wow. Good for Nicky.
Yeah. Good old Nick Jermyn suplex.
Nick. He's already trying to get somebody to go over there.
You guys gonna come hang out with me?
No, we got no. better. We
I'm
got
saving for Japan, son.
Yeah, I know you are. You are. Good for you.
I'm saving for G-Pan.
G-Pan?
Yeah, man. I can't wait. G-Pan. I'm so excited.
Are you now?
Just found out that Muzzy's coming.
Is he really?
Yeah, good Muzzy's going to Japan. What's up, Sugar Shane? Sugar in the Shane. Building. Sugar Shane.
Fuck him.
No, we like Sugar Shane.
Pop it.
Yowie wowie. Fuck it. Wowie wowie.
Oh, what about Bray Wyatt?
What about Bray Wyatt?
The Fiend gimmick.
Oh.
I like it.
What's up, you dish rag mooks?
Wow, dish rag mooks.
I love it.
Okay, terrific. Let me
in. Yeah. Hey, you.
Put that cigarette out.
No, it's going to be...
I like the mask.
The mask is dope.
Yeah. I like Bray Wyatt's mask, if that's anything.
I like it.
I like it a lot. I wish... I wish he would, like, stop using the Sister Abigail and just use the Mandible Claw.
Sister Abigail
and the Mandible Claw.
Just use the Mandible Claw.
That's it. There you go. All right. I'm with it.
Did you see the way he did it to Mick Foley at the Raw reunion? Yeah. He was giving that stare to like Mick Foley like this, and then he was giving. I was like, "Wow, this is really cool. I like it."
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
Anything else?
Let's see. AEW and
John Moxley lost.
Oh, let's get into G1.
Yeah, John Moxley lost to Yano.
Let's see. Let's get into
what
that.
What an upset that was!
All right, so let's look at the standings right now.
Who's got the most points right now?
Okada,
of course,
has 12 points.
Kenta has eight.
Tanahashi has eight. Ibushi has eight. Evil has six. Lance Archer has four. Will Ospreay and Sonata also have four. Zack Sabre Jr.'s got four. Bad Luck Fale's got two. In the B block, Moxley has 10. Juice Robinson has six. Ishii, Yano, Naito, Cobb, Goto, and Jay. All have six.
Moxley has the highest. In B block?
Taichi has four, and Tagaji has four.
So you mean to tell me that John Moxley could potentially become
G1 champion, man.
What?
He might be headlining.
Wow!
I hope he's... I don't know. If he's headlining Wrestle Kingdom, I'm going to be very upset.
Really?
I hope not.
I hope it's Ibushi.
Tomorrow, which is like... I think I have to wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning because it's 3:30 bell time there. 5 o'clock bell time? No, 5, 5. Yeah. Anyway, tomorrow's matches... Tomorrow morning, New Japan, is Hanare and Juice Robinson versus Yota Tsuji and Ren Narita, Young Boys. We got a six-man, Yoshihashi, Goto, and Ishii versus Hamna, Jeff Cobb, and Toriano. Six-man tag again, Bushi, Takagi, and Naito, and that's Los Ingobernables de Japón, taking on Kanemaru, Minoru Suzuki, and Taichi. Taichi's a fucking nutbag, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Shota Umino and John Moxley teamed up against Chase Owens and Jay. And then we have the B block matches: Kenta versus Bad Luck Fale.
What? Wow.
Zack Sabre Jr. versus Lance Archer. Will Ospreay versus Evil.
Evil.
That's right. Tanahashi versus Kota Ibushi. That's gonna be a good match. And Okada versus Sonata. Yeah.
I hate Sonata.
Yeah, boy. And then we have August 4th, my birthday. Uemura and Hanare versus Ren Narita and Shota Umino. Bushi, Evil, and Sonata versus Suzuki-Gun. Suzuki, Sabre Jr., and Lance Archer. Hamna, Ibushi, and Tanahashi versus Chase Owens, Takahashi the Pimp, and Bad Luck Fale. And then it's Yoshihashi, Will Ospreay, and Kazuchika Okada, Chaos, taking on Carl Fredericks, Clark Connors, and Kenta. And then the B-block matches, Ishii versus Yano, Juice Robinson versus Taichi. That's going to be a good match. John Mox, oh, I'm sorry, Hiroki Goto versus Jeff Cobb. Holy shit.
What?
Oh,
Goto and Cobb?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And John Moxley versus Jay.
Wait. Jay White and Moxley?
Yep, that's on my birthday. And then Naito versus his stablemate, Tagaji. Ooh. A lot of good stuff coming on. New Japan's almost done. Very excited about the New Japan gimmicks.
Should be good.
It should be great, as Choppy would say.
It's going to be great.
It's going to be
wonderful.
Wonderful. Superb and splendid. Superb and splendid. Listen, before we go to break, I listened to MJF on Jericho's podcast. Let me tell you something. The kid was living the gimmick, but man, am I a fan.
He's a great heel.
MJF. Maxwell Jacob Friedman.
He's a great heel.
From Long Island.
Mm-hmm. He's a great heel.
Burberry scarf.
Great heel.
Great. 2 years he'll be the face of the company.
I say faster than that. I say
2 years.
I say
a
year.
Nah, I say 2 years. Let Hangman Page, let Cody, let them get them all out of the system. Let's see what Marty Scurll does in the next year. Very interesting with AEW. Very interesting.
AEW's got some really good talent. They really do.
We're gonna preview Takeover next week. We just announced the matches today, but we're gonna and we'll do SummerSlam predictions next week as well.
By the way, I've been following MJF on Instagram.
Yes,
and he does a sick Crossroads.
Yeah, Cody Rhodes is his best friend.
I think he's gonna turn on Cody at the.
Why wouldn't he?
And then you're gonna have him join Ty Dillinger in the New Horsemen.
There's not going to be a New Horseman. Let's.
I'm not saying the New
Horseman. Pump the brakes, home slice.
Listen, jerk off.
Pump the brakes, home slice.
Listen up, jerk off. I'm not saying calling him the horse.
You're not the only one that's saying that. Just because Tully Blanchard's a J.J. Dillon advisor to my man 10 doesn't mean there's going to be a horseman.
What did Tully used to call his women? Perfect 10.
Perfect 10.
And what is Ty Dillinger?
A perfect 10.
His bitch?
I'm not a big fan of Gavin Spears anyways. I was never was, never will be. He's a great hand.
We like Ty Dillinger. We talk about Ty Dillinger today.
I am not a...
10.
No disrespect to him. I think he's a great talent. I just never saw anything in him.
Okay.
I think MJF has a much better upside than he does.
MJF, 2 years will be the face of that company if they don't fold.
So, I have a question. They have the World Championship now. They need to come up with a secondary title.
Yeah, Michael and I were talking about this today, the Hammer and I. He asked me if they had any other titles. Oh, I said there's going to be a women's title.
Tag titles.
And for what, All Out? It's going to be a world title, which is Hangman Page against Jericho.
Yeah, and there's going to be a women's title.
And a women's title. There's nothing else was announced.
What I want them to do is hopefully eventually have the tag team, establish the tag team titles.
Yeah, and if AEW gets a fucking TV title. Yeah.
Maybe a TV title.
They need a TV title for TV.
If they do a TV title, it'd be great. I mean, I would
no pun intended, but they need a TV title. 100% need a TV title.
What if they don't come up with a TV title? Maybe if they do. What if they just do?
What's the secondary going to be? No, I don't want a hardcore. No. I'm done with the hardcore shit.
What I'm saying is, what if they do like a United States title?
Nah, I'm over it. We need another television title back.
You want international? You want the television title back?
They needed what NXT didn't do. NXT gave the North American title instead. Okay, that's fine. Have at it. You want your own identity. You want to bring back some fans? You want to bring back some good TV? Get a television title.
Television titles.
You got a 2-hour slot, middle of the week, on cable television. Let's get a TV title. Defend that belt on television.
Also, let's keep it like this. Why don't we have AEW have only 3 major titles? That's it.
Four if you count the women's title.
Well, I'm talking about like for the men's division, just 3
titles.
Yeah,
fine. There's nothing wrong with that.
Just 3
there's
titles.
There's enough people to go around. There's enough talent to go around.
Oh yeah,
it's not it's not far fetched. They can definitely get that done. I'm not mad at that. I am definitely not mad. No, we don't need a light heavyweight title.
No.
Stop with the saturation of the fucking belts. We don't need 17 belts. I'm done with the fucking 24/7 awfulness. I'm done with the fucking cruiserweight
title. It?
I hate it.
Really?
I hate it. It was cute the first couple of days it happened, But I love La Truth, don't get me wrong. But, like, I'm done with... Because these titles are... they're not... I want the titles to mean something.
I think with the... With AEW, they're going to make the titles more important than what they really are.
Hammer, read Sugar Shane's question, please. Can you read it out loud?
Yes.
Okay.
This is totally random, but does your ghetto pass get a star if you steal hot sauce from a restaurant? Just had some catfish at a local place in town.
Yes, because anybody knows if you're going to have catfish, you're going to need hot sauce with it. Now...
What was that?
Now, Sugar Shane, we had with the Chinese spots, the Chinese restaurants in my neighborhood when I was growing up. We called them chinos. At the chino spots, we had chicken wings and fries as the you know, with the hot sauce. So, yeah, AEW does not need 57 belts. Yeah, let's enjoy the fact that we got a lot of wrestling. Yeah, this is true, Donnie.
Hell yeah, dude.
This is true. Someone asked me, you know what, my dentist. His sister is the receptionist of my dentist's office.
Oh, right? You told me about that.
Right, and this is Allie's friend also, Sheila. Shout out to Sheila, by the way. Sheila said, Phil, and she sounds like a friend who follows us on one of both, by the way. I'll get into that in a minute. I'm not gonna do the voice. She said, Phil. She does. God bless her, though. She said, Phil, how do you feel about Trish Stratus fighting at TakeOver against...
You mean SummerSlam?
SummerSlam, I mean.
Charlotte?
Yeah. And I'll give my prediction next week, but...
I think it's a dream match.
Well, yeah, and they could have saved it for the Evolution pay-per-view if they're going to do another one, but Trish Stratus is from Toronto and whatever, and that's why they did it. So she asked me to answer the question, so I'm answering it. That's right. Chinos. I can go for some fucking chicken wings and fries, like, right now.
Yeah.
I'm starving.
Are you really?
I'm starving. Hungry. Well, you brought your food. You can go. You can go heat your food up if you want.
Nope.
You're not going to heat your food up?
Nope.
Okay, well, then you can go home and eat because you...
Aight.
Anyway, what else is going on? Any other news? Any other news to crack a lacking?
Nah, that's it.
Let me just check the gimmicks over here. Hold on.
Please do.
Let's see. Holly Race you talked about. No one cares about Carmella.
I was going to ask you a quick question. I want to get your opinion on it.
Yes?
Tessa Blanchard is going to be fighting
Sami Callihan.
When is that going down, by the way?
I forget, but the winner becomes the number one contender
for
the Impact World Championship. And I think it's going to set up for Brian Cage versus Tessa for the world title.
Yep.
You think so, Hannah?
Yep.
You want to know why? Because Brian Cage and Tessa have had amazing matches in the indie scene.
Yep.
And I think Impact Wrestling wants to capitalize on those matches.
Yep.
But it's probably going to look hokey to everybody, but Tessa Blanchard has made herself look believable to where she can take on the men.
All right. So, you guys all know how I feel about these intergender matches.
Yes.
Unless
yes.
Chris Dickinson's beating some chick up, I really don't care. You know, because Chris Dickinson actually sells the fact that he fights women sometimes. And Chris is not advocating beating women up, but that's what Chris does. Because it's Chris Dickinson. He's the dirty daddy from Staten Island. And Chris is a wonderful performer. His best friend, Brian Cage, also a phenomenal performer. I like what Impact's doing. I don't think Tessa Blanchard should be fighting for a world title. I don't think a female role in that company should take precedent right now. I mean, I sound a little sexist. I sound a little bit, you know... against the grain, but if you're going to tell a story, can you put the belt on her long term? No. It's just her proving that she can fight Sami Callihan, or she can fight Brian Cage. What's going to happen if she actually wins these matches? She's going to be the world champion of Impact? Is Impact really... First of all, I see what Impact's trying to do. Do they really want to make that kind of a statement? Alright, it's bad enough that they broke off, they're like a totally Canadian company now, and they're trying to get the shit back, and they're trying to get TV back, and they're gaining a fan base, which is fine. I don't want to see my world champion as a woman unless it's a women's championship. I'm sorry, it sounds a bit off, but, you know. Nick German Suplex is in the room. We just played Nick's music before. We just mentioned Nick German before.
We did.
Hello, Nick German. Thanks for playing.
Hello there, Nicholas.
Hello.
Wow.
He goes, hello there, Nicholas. My son just called you Nicholas. I don't think Nick likes to be called Nicholas Hammer.
Okay, Nicholas.
No, don't, it's not nice. Say sorry.
Okay. Zoe Nicholas.
Stop it. Anyway, I'm not. You guys good with this? You want Tessa Blanchard as your champion?
In I'm fine.
No, I'm okay with it.
Hello, Michael. He says. Hello, Adam. What's up, Adam?
Adam's in the house.
What's up, Adam?
Am I okay with it? I don't think I'm okay with the matches. I'm not okay with her winning the title. Like her fighting for the belt doesn't bother me. It's her winning the title.
What about you? You good with it? You said.
I really don't care.
You don't care at all.
Nope.
Okay.
As long if Tessa beats Sammy. And she goes on to have a really good match with Cage. I don't care if she wins or not. But I want Cage to win.
You don't think it's a mismatch? Cage is 300 pounds and beefed?
90% muscle?
90% muscle against Tessa Blanchard, who just learned wrestling a couple of years ago? Like, I don't, you know.
What's it?
But
what's
they've had really
Tessa,
good
I need a sandwich.
What's
Blanchard?
What's that phrase that they say about guys with meatheads? They have muscles in places that most people don't even have places?
Yeah.
That's what...
See, Nick doesn't mind Tessa as champ. I disagree. I don't have nothing against her. I can't see a woman winning the world title in a Fed at this stage, because now you have to keep her going. And what, you're going to line her up against Cage and Rhino and Sammy Callahan and whoever else is there?
And Michael Elgin.
Michael Elgin.
Mike Elgin versus Tessa and he wins?
Wait, so it's not going to be believable if she beats Sammy Callahan and then Brian Cage and then fucking... but then loses to Michael Elgin. No disrespect. I love Michael Elgin. I'm Michael Elgin Mark.
But no, she could face other men before Elgin and then Elgin just the one that beats her.
How about Elgin winning the world title, period? Let him beat Brian Cage.
He's not.
Let Cage...
Right now, Elgin and Rhino are going to be feuding against each other.
I'm not mad at that either.
No.
I gotta watch more Impact. What channel is he even on?
I don't know.
Pop.
Dirty Pop, as Tony C would say.
Pop TV, I think it's called.
Dirty Pop.
They're trying to get a new TV deal with somebody else, though.
I think they just did, didn't they?
I have no idea.
I forget.
Anyway.
We haven't recorded. That's all I know.
Yeah, I don't... I wish I had a fucking DVR, man. I need a DVR back. Anyway. Alright, so we covered everything, right? New Japan.
Yeah.
Impact. AEW. NXT.
What's
AEW.
Going on with Carmella?
Who?
Carmella.
What about Carmella?
You said that there's news about Carmella that you
I said who cares?
About.
No one cares.
What is it?
No one cares.
What is it?
Why don't you look on the internet? Instead of watching fucking YouTube videos about awful video games, why don't you? Ooh, I went there, yes. Look, you have a smartphone activated. You know? Right there, cha-cha. Oh, it's on Twitch, thank you. Dirty Pop.
Carmella's dreadful.
She is. And she's not from Staten Island.
She's from
Stop making us look bad.
She's a masshole.
She's a masshole.
Wait, stop making it look. You're not from Staten Island, so go fuck
I live
you.
Here, though.
I am.
And I live here,
He's
too.
He's from here. He's
I'm from
Staten
Island.
He is.
She's
right.
Making it look bad.
No, see? That's a native.
I like Staten Island.
Yeah, fuck Carmella.
Thank you.
Shaylin's a native. Fuck Carmella.
I like Staten Island.
Oh, well, good. I'm glad.
You don't. You hate it.
I hate commuting.
No, you hate Staten Island.
I hate Staten Island.
I do.
Yeah, so shut up.
I do.
Close your pie hole.
What?
I love you, Phil.
With that being said, we'll take an extended break. We have two more Harley Race promos for you.
And the Dudley Boys promo.
Oh, we'll play the Dudley Boys promo when we get back.
Yeah!
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are the Turnbuckle Throwbacks. We are live on rantemradio.com. It's Phil, it's Choppy, it's the Hammer, it's the chat room,
yay, yay.
It's Facebook, yay, yay!
Yay, yay!
And we'll be right back with our extended break.
All right, wrestling fans, at last, this Monday night, Sullivan Stadium in Foxborough, the Steel Cage Match, the Tag Team Championship, and the second annual King of the Ring Tournament. Now, tickets are still available at all Ticketron locations. Strawberries in all day Monday at Sullivan Stadium. And believe you me, what a night it's going to be. And certainly don't forget that all-important challenge match, the living legend Bruno Sammartino against Eddie Andelman's designated hitter. And remember, it's the King of the Ring tournament this Monday night. You're familiar with many, many of the first-round matchups. Pedro Morales against Ace Cowboy Bob Orton. Golden Boy Danny Spivey against Nikolai Volkoff. Junkyard Dog against Mr. Wonderful Paul Orndorff. Billy Jack Hayes against the Iron Sheik. Of course, Mike Rotundo, Hercules Hernandez, the first-round buys. And it will be Magnificent Morocco and Rowdy Roddy Piper going against one another in the winner of that one to meet the winner of George the Animal Steel and Handsome Harley Race.
Let me tell you something. I don't know how this all come about, putting me in a ring with George the Animal Steel. They're talking about putting him, we should have been talking about putting him in something like this. But let me tell you this, I didn't come to the WWF to go down to George the Animal Steel, the absolute goof of professional wrestling.
Now, Harley Race, you have been out here and telling myself, all the fans, that you are the legitimate king of wrestling. And what better way to back up your words than in the King of the Ring tournament?
I'll show you all the way through the tournament, from the bottom through George the Animal Steel, through the winner of the whatever the match is, Roddy Piper, Don Morocco, right on up through the list. It don't make a damn to me, because I am the king.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
If you're not tuned in to the Shining Wizards, listen to what some of our fans have to say about the show.
Oh my God, I just love the Shining Wizards. It's four fucking virgin marks complaining about a fucking fake fighting show. Keep going, boys. The Stallion fucking loves you.
Tune in live every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. East, rantemradio.com. It's the Shining Wizards, where it's wrestling talk and talk about wrestling.
Horns up. This is Rock from Radioactive Metal. Join Snowy, Kareem, Aaron, and myself right here on the Shining Wizards Network every Friday for your weekly metal fix. We talk to all your favorite artists, cover all the latest metal news, cover all the latest releases, and feature brand new unsigned bands. So sit back, grab a beer, download the latest episode, and always remember, it's not metal unless it's radioactive metal.
The revolution will be broadcast.
Hey everyone, this is Justin, one of your hosts of Inconclusive Breakdown. Join myself, Skeets the Wonder Dog, and my co-host Vince as we bring you an unfiltered anti-PC look at the week in entertainment, sports, music, comic books, video games, and professional wrestling. Also, each week we do a top 10 list and answer listener questions. Catch new episodes every Sunday everywhere you get podcasts. Follow us on social media at InconclusivePod or Facebook.com/InconclusiveBreakdown. As always, we are a proud member of the Shining Wizards Network.
Hey, this is Mike from the Midnight Jury. When you are done with this show, join my co-hosts Adam, Cal, Sydney, and I every Friday as we travel back to the last old-school generation of the 80s and 90s to review the best and worst in pop culture, horror, and occasionally pro wrestling on WLWstudios.com or the Midnight Jury feeds on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, or Player FM. Go back in time when it was all about VHS, arcades, and hanging out at the mall. And remember that every second Saturday of the month, we go live at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Rant EM Radio, which includes taking your calls. Once again, that's the Midnight Jury on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, Player FM, and our home, WLWstudios.com. We'll see you there.
Thunderbolt Patterson, in your own mind, you may very well be the Muhammad Ali of wrestling. I know this is what you're trying to profess to the people, to me. I think you're even trying to convince yourself. But right here, Daddy, is the Muhammad Ali of it all. I am the cock of the walk. I am the man that can walk down any street anywhere in the world and say that I can beat any man in the world and have the guts to back it up. Right here it is, Thunderbolt. 10 pounds of pure gold. Come and get it. Come and take your beating, because I want to show you and your people and everyone else that's going to witness who the daddy is. Right here is symbolic of what it's all about. This is the world's heavyweight title. And when I say this, I mean it in all sincerity. The world's heavyweight title, held by Harley Race. Not once, but twice. Over half of my life devoted to what I do better than any other human being in wrestling. I am not going to allow any human being to insult me or this. And when I say that, I mean it in dead sincerity. When I walk in that ring, I'm walking in there as world's heavyweight champion. I'm walking in there to defend what I hold probably more close than any other man has ever held. This is my life.
This is Tama Tonga,
Tonga Loa,
and Hikuleo,
the Bullet Club, and you are listening to the Turnbuckle Throwbacks with Phil Raya and the Pain in the Ass Choppy on the Rant EM Radio. And that's just too sweet.
Alright, we're back. Terminal Throwbacks. What's up, Liz Gorman in the room?
Wow. Skinny Blue Mini was terrible.
See, that's when he was banging that porn star, remember?
Yeah, Jasmine St. Clair.
Yeah, man.
She was putrid.
Was she putrid?
Yeah, she was very fugly.
She took many loads to the face.
She took a lot of them.
Yeah, she did. I got my kids in here. Anyway. Ham, you coming back?
No. Alright.
Okay. Alright. So you heard the music. You know what that means. Mm-hmm. You ready, Chop?
Yes.
And now, here is your throwback of the week. Sponsored by the Shining Wizards Network and Rant EM Radio.
They should do an ugly person porn. Like, everybody in the fucking shot is ugly.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
Yeah.
Because even ugly people need loads to the face, too.
There you go, see?
You know? That belt.
They need moisturizer.
Moisturizer. Baby batter.
There you go.
All right.
Wow.
We're taking this back to July 18th,
1999.
From Dayton, Ohio, Chop at the Harrah Arena.
Oof.
This is what pay-per-view is this, my friend?
This is Heatwave 99.
Heatwave 99. Capacity, 3,400 people.
Not bad.
Joey Styles and Cyrus the Virus. My son was like, what's up with the jewels on his head?
When he was a jackal, he had that shit, too.
He was a jackal, that's right. Buy rate was 0.26. Was that 260,000?
0.26, 260,000, yeah.
Quarter million, that's not bad. For ECW?
How much was their pay-per-view? It was 20?
Yeah.
That's not bad at all.
Yeah, not bad at all. So this was the new era of Extreme Championship Wrestling.
Yes, it was. It was in a bit of a transition mode, by the way.
They had just secured their deal with the Nashville network.
Correct.
For TV.
And a lot of their higher mainstays were about to leave.
Yeah, they lost a ton of people.
Taz, Dudley's.
Dudley's, yeah.
Those are the three main
Sandman
guys. Sandman was leaving. Yep.
Sabu.
Yep.
Not yet. Not yet, though.
But they're on the way out. Shane Douglas was gone by then.
Well, Shane was gone. They started mixing people in. They're bringing people up. Danny Doring and Roadkill.
Correct.
Miss Congeniality, which you now know is Lita.
She was jacked, bro. Did you
she
see
was jacked. They brought Jazz in.
Jazz was, yeah, she did really well.
We'll talk about her in a minute.
A lot of these people were all young, like in their 20s.
Chris Chetty got a remake.
Yes, he was.
And him and Nova became a team.
I like that. Too bad they broke them up. They never did anything.
They didn't do anything with them. All right, so let's get into the card, man. They had a dark match.
What was the dark match?
Our good friend Vito Legrasso.
Really?
Yep.
Nice.
Shout out to Vito. He beat Simon Diamond, who I love, by the way.
I heard it's a good...
What was his real name in Impact, TNA?
Oh,
He uses his Irish name, right?
I gotta look
Yeah, but he was... I like Simon Diamond, man.
Simon has a problem.
I forgot his real name.
Patrick Kenny.
Patrick Kenny, that's right.
You're a good worker.
Very good worker.
Never did anything, though.
Your opening contest, Chop?
It was
Chris Chetty and Supernova versus Danny Doring and Chickens.
The Amish Roadkill.
Roadkill.
With Miss Congeniality.
Who was Angelica? That was her, right?
They called her
Miss Congeniality.
Yeah, that was Angelica.
Okay. They had like seven names for her.
Yes.
All right. 7 minutes, not bad.
It was a good opener, man. I enjoyed it.
I liked that match.
Dude, how agile was Amish Roadkill?
Oh, yeah.
Fuck, man.
They were the first two graduates of Taz's school.
Yes, and Chris Chetty was also a graduate.
Chris Chetty, yeah. They were the first three. I don't think they were like the only got a couple.
They're the only three that graduated.
I think there was somebody
because,
else, but I forgot.
You know why? Because Perry Saturn was stretching everyone that was going in there.
Right, yeah.
But, no, this match was very good. A lot of high spots. But, man, for a guy that's like 350 pounds to jump off the top rope like that, Roadkill was amazing.
Yeah, they win it with a double team leg drop splash combo.
Tidal wave is what they were called.
Tidal wave, yeah.
Great move. I loved that. Did you see the strength by Chris Chetty? He picked up fucking Amish Roadkill on his shoulders and did the bear. What is it called? The bareback.
Mm-hmm.
It was a great move. And then and Danny Doring was no slouch either, man. He was like really, really good.
I love Danny Doring. He was on the Wizards, I think, a year or two ago.
About a year ago.
Yeah, in Tony's house, yeah.
He's a good dude.
Roadkill was dope, except for the awful video game. I agree, Sugar Shane. That ECW game was so bad.
Fuck you. I love that game.
That game was awful.
It was awful, but I loved it.
Oh, it was terrible. Oh, man.
Great game.
All right, so the video spot airs with Taz in Queens, by the way.
Yes.
Tank and I were there, Lost Battalion.
Oh, my
Not
God.
Lost, I'm sorry, Elks Lodge. Only to be cut off by Steve Corino. Steve Corino from 99 to 2000. Fucking brilliant, by the way.
Mr. Old School?
Yeah. King of Old School. Mr. Wrestling 3.
Yeah.
Taz curses. Why don't you just keep cursing? You can try to get over with the fans of Dirty Queens, he says.
Yeah. He insults the fucking crowd, but the crowd still cheers him no matter what.
And then Tajiri attacks Taz.
Because he got paid off.
Yeah.
Got paid off.
So that sets up tonight's main event. Well, no, it was the co-main event.
One of the main events.
Okay, so next match was Jason Knight. Jason, the sexiest man alive.
Against Jazz.
Against Jazz. And if you say sexiest man alive, it makes Joey Styles itch.
It does.
Yeah, literally. I could have said Joey Styles and he itched. Not a fan of Jason, right? He's like, no. When he would scratch himself every time, every time I saw Joey Styles. Jason has been with the company for a very, very long time at this point. He managed the Pitbulls. He managed Just Incredible and Lance Storm. I think he had Hack Myers at one point. He was
also a former television champion for the company.
Correct. So Jason's been around.
He had a little bit of a pedigree there.
Yes, yes. Jazz, who we all know from WWE, wife of Rodney Mack. Current NWA Women's Champion. Oh, I think she just dropped it. I'm not sure. Right now, she was currently the NWA Women's Champion.
Okay.
So Jazz is still going. ECW kind of not put the emphasis on intergender matches because they really didn't have a lot of them. But all the girls got involved. So when her and Nicole Bass were a thing, they got involved. Of course, we all know what happened with Fonzie and Beulah. tonight Francine gets involved. You'll see that in a few minutes.
Correct.
And they always try to mix up with the girls. Not a lot. You know, so this was pretty cool if you're into that kind of thing. Jazz was a bad bitch, though. Headbutt to the groin. Gets the crowd going, of course, because it's a man versus a woman. She goes concerto to his crotch. She hits a concerto, if you guys know what that is.
Yep.
And, of course, Joey Styles. After that happened, you hear Joey Styles go, that would have been the finish, but he hits the Enziguri, tries a powerbomb on the chair. She counters it with the Jazz Stinger,
which is the X Factor.
Yes. She vacated the title. Thank you, Shaylin. Thank you, Nick. I knew she was champion. I just wasn't keeping up with it. Hits the 1-2-3, right?
Very good match, by the way.
Yeah. I don't know. Whatever. And then Cyrus joins Joey Styles officially on commentary.
He tells Joey, hey, Joey, our development team is very happy with what you're doing. That thing that you say. Oh, my goodness, we love it. He said, oh, my goodness. Instead of saying, oh, my God.
Donnie, I'll hit you up. You send the fix to Choppy. I'll give you Choppy's address.
Yeah, just send it to me.
Yeah.
And I'll keep them all.
Nice. This was a fun match, Choppy. Next match.
Guido and Super Crazy? My God. First off, can I just say, Guido was in phenomenal fucking shape.
Yeah, but did you ever see him in bad shape?
Even when I saw him recently at FTW with Anime Mike?
No.
He's almost 50.
I know.
And he's in phenomenal fucking shape.
I'm a fan, dude. I love
Guido. Guido was great, dude.
I love Little Guido.
He should have had a TV title run. I'm sorry. He was so good.
I want to just give a shout out to Mr. X. He's listening. He texted me with the last promo of Holly Race. You people. Your people.
Yeah, your people.
I yelled it out. As I'm yelling out to you, Mr. X is texting me. So shout out to Mr. X. Anyway, yeah, dude, this was, and of course with Big Sally Graziano.
Oh, I love Big Sal.
Big Sal, 700 pounds of him. God
fucking
bless him.
Great.
God bless him. This is a great match. This went about 12 minutes and 30 seconds. A
lot of false finishes, by the way.
Yeah, crazy springboards into a Guido's boot, hits the Sicilian slice for two. Sally squashes Super Crazy outside with a body slam to the concrete. Guido continues to distract the ref so Sal can come in and do his own thing. Do his own Sicilian slice, but still not enough. Guido hits the near fall because Super Crazy is so dang resilient. He makes the heroic comeback, does his bottom and second rope moonsaults, but slips on the top rope.
Yep.
And the crowd's, of course, you fucked up. Slips on the top, dives onto Sal instead, goes for the final moonsault, misses and eats the Tamikaze.
The unprettier. And then he still kicks out, by the way.
For the two, Crazy plants him with a cross-arm powerbomb for the win.
Which was not his finisher, though. His finisher was the triple moonsault, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. Chop, good match, though, right?
Dude. For me?
Yeah.
Probably match of the night.
So at this point, Super Crazy had really cool chemistry with guys like him, with guys, of course, him and, we talked about him and Tajiri had those three matches when they first came into the company.
Guys, I'm telling you right now, every time we do an ECW thing, please watch Super Crazy, Tajiri, and Little Guido, and watch, there's a four-way match with those three guys plus Jerry Lynn. They kill it.
Yeah.
They kill it.
Let me tell you, I loved Super Crazy. Matter of fact, when I went to that first one-night stand, and he came out, I totally fucking marked out.
Yeah?
Yeah, I love Tajiri, I love Super Crazy, I love all those guys. I love all the cruiserweights they had, all of them. I mean, it started with Ray Ray and Psicosis.
Yeah.
And Hoovy, I think Hoovy was there for a minute. Okay, now, I was with my son today. My son came to visit.
Ooh.
And we'll talk about music. Because, you know, when you watch this stuff on the network,
it's not the same.
It's not the same. So he asked me, did Dudley's have music? I said they initially used to come out to Spike's music, which is Highway to Hell. When they became heels, they did not come out to any music. Okay. Now, Sign Guy and Joel Gertner cut a promo. Bubba is super hostile. A woman insults. He spits at Bubba. He spits back at her. I have the promo.
We have the promo, people.
If you want to... Thank you, Lee Champion.
Lee, how are you, buddy?
Part of Kendallgate 2020.
Kendallgate.
I don't think it's going to be 2020. I think it's going to be sooner than that. But oof, that's another story. I have the promo. I've mentioned this before. I'm not a big Dudley's person. And on the way here, Chop and I were talking about tonight. He's like, you know, you're not a big Bully Ray guy, Bubba Ray guy, but you got to give him his props. And again, I don't have a problem giving him his props. I just was never a Dudley's guy. You know, they had fucking heat though. Anytime they come here, they would incite near riots.
They do.
Okay, this being no exception. Okay, the Dudley's was so fucking good at what they did. Again, not a fan, not a big fan, but I respect their talent. And they're New York guys, so I kind of root for them once in a while. You correct. Know? So let me play the promo. It's about 6 minutes long.
Ooh.
It is pretty fucking cool.
And people, just to warn you, this is not politically correct. You're going to be probably, some of you are probably going to get offended. Just warning you right now.
If you guys are offended after 7 years of this podcast, please don't listen anymore.
Oh, please go fuck your hand.
Okay.
The Country Boys are in the house. And just turned up the heat a little bit more than normal. So if I was you, I'd sit down and shut the fuck up.
Oh boy.
Really necessary.
Trying to make a point, Joey Styles. Get off his
head.
Six-time world champion. He knows what he's talking about.
They cheated every time.
Tonight, Dayton, Ohio, and the rest of the entire wrestling world are gonna find out why me and my brother Devon are the best goddamn tag team in the world.
Politically correct.
We got a mom in the front row who taught her daughter how to suck dick.
Why are you laughing, Joey Styles?
I'm not
That's
laughing.
Not funny.
I'm not laughing.
And we got some ugly stankers.
Sounds like a party I'd like to go to. Are you in?
No! No, I'm not!
I like the Dudley's. Oh, is that your wife?
Not the one in the front row, no!
And you know what the great part about it is? None of you people got the guts to do anything about it.
That woman in the front row might make a move.
You want a piece of me? You want a piece of me, my brother? Come on, you sad bald motherfucker!
How did he know his name?
Wait a minute! Time out! Time out! You know what? It seems that you're a little confused. So since you won't come to us, we'll come to you.
Uh-oh, here comes an insurance disaster. Big lawsuit.
Wow!
I can't believe that. I'm shocked. That woman has no class spinning on Bubba Ray like that.
Joey Styles, I'm not getting involved in this, he says.
Yeah, uh-huh.
It's fucking awesome.
Dude, they... If they had done that in WWF, they would have been fired.
Wow! Yeah, 100%.
Look, Shaylin said, wow! I'm telling you, man, the Dudley Boys, probably the best heat seekers that you could find. They were heat magnets.
I got to tell you, if the Dudleys did anything right, it was heel heat.
Could you imagine if Vince let them go, tell them to go out there and be like, you know what? I want you to go piss off the fans.
Vince didn't need him to do that, though. That was the, see, that was the beauty of ECW, is that these guys got in other places on their merit, not just what they were doing outside the ring.
Yeah.
You know, so.
And Shaylin says, how do you know his name?
It's like, Mark, how do you know his name?
Hey, Mark, how you doing,
hey,
Mark?
Hey, Mark, how you doing, Mark?
Sit down, Mark.
Sit down, Mark. Right, Mike?
Sit down, Mark. Hi, Mark, how you doing, Mark?
So, for the ECW World Tag Team Championship, the Dudley Boys with Joel Gertner and Sign Guy Dudley versus Balls Mahoney
and Spike Dudley. Bro, Spike and Balls took a beating in this match.
The Dudleys left like a month after this.
They did, yes.
Yeah.
But keep in mind, that they were six-time World Tag Team Champions. They won the belts three more times before they fucking left.
Yeah. You want to get into this match? Or?
Yeah, I don't care.
I mean, all right, well... It went back and forth. Spike does a leap from the railing in the crowd, which was pretty cool.
Oh.
Right? And then back in the ring, the Dudleys, they nail a top rope powerbomb at the same time to both guys.
Yes, yes, yes.
Despite them getting the near win, Spike and Balls are very resilient. After a pair of low blows, they each nail their finishes, which is the acid drop and...
Nutcracker
sweep. But Sign Guy pulls out the official.
And then they had the match won at that point.
Yeah, once they get back inside, they do dual roll-ups, and it ends it. But it didn't end it. So they win the championship. It was 15 minutes and 41 seconds.
It was a good match. Very good match.
The Dudleys brawl, right? And then all of a sudden, whose music hits?
New Jack. By the way, the network's version of New Jack's music pisses me off. Every time they put it on, it just...
Dude, did you see he threw the fucking shopping cart at them? So did Taz. Taz used it too.
Forget that. What about the vacuum cleaner to fucking Bubba Ray's nuts,
oh,
dude?
Oh, he put the fucking... He takes the kitchen sink, puts it on Bubba's crotch, and it takes an old school vacuum cleaner and beats him on top of that.
Oh.
That was insane.
Dude, but the one spot that really... Like, we were talking about it on the way over here. The one spot where fucking Bubba dropped balls on his head.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. So the Dudleys put... They set two tables on fire, and Bubba slips and drops balls.
Yeah, it was pretty fucked up.
Yeah, me and Mikey went, ooh, it was an accident. I mean, you could tell.
It wasn't his fault, because you could tell Bubba was a little worried, but it was fine.
Yeah, and then, of course, D-Von made sure he was all right, turned around and then put Spike through it, and Bubba lights the table on fire again, thinking it's going to happen, but
Yeah.
Yeah, man. It, dude, crazy.
But what about the cheese grater?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
And then there was that point where Bubba licks the cheese grater and spits out the blood that was on from Balls Mahoney. That was disgusting, bro.
Insanity.
It was a good match. Very good.
Insanity.
That stage, that dive, though, from Spike.
How dope is Spike Dudley? Now, Spike Dudley and New Jack were partners.
Yeah, they were notorious for doing that shit.
So, New Jack had some interest, and he never liked the Dudleys anyway.
Yeah.
Let's be honest
here. In real life, he never liked them.
Right.
For what? I don't know why, though.
They also lost titles 9 times. Yes.
Was it 9 times? No, I'm sorry. It was 8 times. I apologize.
Yeah. Either way.
Yeah, because the last time they lost, the very last title reign was against Tommy Dreamer and Raven, because Raven had came back from WCW and joined.
Oh, yeah, him and Tommy were, yeah. Tag team champions. They squashed their beef or whatever. All right, speaking of Tommy Dreamer, it's a good segue, partner.
Yes.
Dreamer comes to the ring accompanied by the head cheerleader, Francine.
Everyone thinks that he's going to do a retirement speech because of his back. He has 2 herniated discs in his back.
Correct. And he discusses how ECW is number one greatest company in the world. He starts to cry. We all know why he cries. He always cries. And then his announcement is cut off by...
The
King of Old School. A very young Steve Corino.
Steve Corino, shit, man.
With Rhino.
I was going to say Chris Candido. I was like, what the fuck am I going to say?
Rest in peace.
Yeah.
Steve Corino, Rhino, and Jack Victory.
Yes.
Corino claims that Tommy's career is overdue with his herniated discs. He screams at Tommy and draws a ton of heat. He wants Tommy to lay down and put him over. Tommy declines, so he attacks him. Tommy retaliates. Francine hits the Bronco Buster and pins Corino. But here comes Yoshihiro Tajiri. Oof. Tajiri kicks Tommy and Francine with those fucking nasty stiff kicks.
Oof.
And then, hold on a minute.
Here comes the music.
Hold on a minute.
Are you going to do the...
No, I'm going to do... Yeah. And then this one. And then the music hits.
This music hit, you knew shit's about to go down.
As Joey Styles would say, the mood is about to change.
Survive, I let you.
The most miserable son of a bitch on the planet.
My favorite was when he did a promo with Shane. He was like, you could call this the Brooklyn World Belt. You could call this the Fuck the World. Oh, man. Survive. Taz was great.
My favorite ECW performer.
My favorite was obviously no mine was Shane.
Yeah, my
Taz number 2.
Taz was my, you know, Taz and I have a lot in common. Went to the same high school.
Really?
Yeah, went to Franklin Kaline.
He graduated. Get the fuck out of here! Wow.
And born in Brooklyn, raised in Queens, just like me. He was born in Red Hook. He was raised in Woodhaven, Richmond Hill, Queens.
Could you imagine? Could you imagine an Italian guy like him?
Pizza Nurture. I met Taz right before he went to the Rumble.
Yeah.
He did an appearance in Brooklyn. I told you that. There's a picture of 500-pound Phil with him somewhere. I have to find it. But, yeah, man. Big fan of the Taz. Taz.
That reaction he got at Royal Rumble 2000 against Kurt Angle.
Oh, my God. Oh, my sweet tits.
Dude, when he debuted, I didn't know it was him, though.
Yeah.
I was 16. I'm sorry. Yeah. I was 16. I was like, who the fuck is this? All of a sudden... making his way to the ring from Red Hook. I was like, no way, it's Taz! I lost my shit!
Yep.
Oh, my God, I was in tears. I was like, yes! Oh, I was so happy when it happened.
Tell ya. All right. Well, this goes the segue into the World Heavyweight title match for the ECW Heavyweight Championship. Jay, whatever you put up in the chat room, it's coming up blank, brother.
Yeah, it's not working, Jay. I don't know what's going on, dude.
You have to Ralphie Bloodthirst. That's an IWA reference. Oompa Loompa. I don't know about that. Taz was the shit.
Taz was the man, dude.
Anyway, him and Tajiri had really good chemistry.
Yeah, if I'm not mistaken, prior to this pay-per-view match, they also had a TV match when Tajiri was not like...
Right.
He didn't look like the great Muda in this game.
Correct. And this was the match I told you that Taz used the barbed wire. Remember I told you he did the Kata Hachime with the... Am I saying that right? The Kata Hachime?
Yeah, you're saying Kata Hachime.
I got to brush up my Japanese.
Yeah, well, we just call it Taz Mission.
As Don Tony would say, I don't speak Japan.
Wow. Fucking,
I mean, this is fantastic.
What did Joey say? How did Joey say insecurity?
Insecurity.
No, he used to be like, no, he used to say insecurity.
Insecurity.
Love Joey.
Yeah, Joey Styles. So, you know, this is, let's see. Let me get into this real quick. Taz hits a Hoonah Carana with a sit-out powerbomb onto the ramp.
Why don't you say that word three times?
No. I got it right the first time. Go fuck your hand.
Oh, thanks.
Rhino sets up tables by the ropes over there, leading into a head.
Where did he set up the tables?
By the ropes.
I thought it was over there, over here.
Oh, no, no, no. It wasn't over there.
It was where?
I'm over here now.
There That's you go. Right. See?
I was ready for you, you fuck. He's over here now.
That's what Jay was trying to put up.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That's pretty cool, dude.
That's very cool. Let's see. Oh, yes. Where was I? Yeah, leading to a head and leg Tazplex through the table. Taz chases Steve Corino, but stops and gets barbed wire from the entrance. Joey Styles shouts, "This son of a bitch is going to get us kicked off pay-per-view." He's like, stay wide. And he does the Taz mission with the barbed wire, and the match is over. Taz still wins at 10 minutes and 6 seconds of the match. Let's see. Yeah, that you know, whatever. It was good. How about this next match, though? You didn't like this match?
My favorite gypsy was in this match.
Your favorite gypsy?
Just incredible. He's my favorite gypsy.
And his partner,
Lance Storm, who's not a gypsy.
From Calgary.
Alberta, Canada.
Brief pause.
I'm sorry.
Alberta, Canada. If I can be serious for a moment.
Oh, wow.
Ring that bell. So, the story is, because Rob Van Dam's normal tag team partner is Sabu, obviously.
Yes.
But he didn't team up with him, and for some strange reason, Jerry Lynn gets the tag with him. So it's the whole effing show with the new effing show.
Against the Impact Players.
Against the Impact Players, no pun intended.
I wonder where Philly got his name from.
Fucking right. Listen, kids, everybody needs a gimmick. And when it goes with your last name, you fucking do it.
Except for Choppy, he doesn't need a gimmick.
No,
he's his own gimmick.
You are your own entity.
Wow, an entity! Wow,
you are.
I feel like a god.
Let's not get too big.
Woo!
Your head's big enough.
Which one are you talking about?
Ring that bell.
Woo!
Okie dokie. This match was all over the place.
It was.
All over the place. These guys fucking went all out. Choppy jokingly mentions Just Incredible being his favorite gypsy, because we all know he's from Portugal as well. However, Just Incredible was on top of his game.
He was a phenomenal talent.
Every guy in here worked like a fucking trooper. This is one of the best tag team matches of that year.
Let's think about this for a second. Look who trained these guys. Rob Van Dam was trained by fucking Sabu and the original Sheik.
And the original Sheik.
Then you have fucking Just Incredible and Lance Storm were trained by the Hearts. And I forget who Jerry Lynn trained. Who trained Jerry Lynn?
Jerry Lynn's from the Midwest. I don't know where
he trained. I want to say Vern Gagne trained.
I want to say Gagne.
One of the Gagne's trained.
Maybe Kempatero.
Or Billy Robinson, maybe?
Billy Robinson, Kempatero, Brad Riggins.
I think it was Brad. Brad Riggins probably did it.
Maybe.
These guys were trained properly, dude. These guys are phenomenal fucking talents.
All right, so Fonzie, at one point, rolls into the ring with a chair, right?
Yep.
RVD can backflip and dropkick into Storm. And the backflip was pointless, but it fits RVD, of course.
Yeah.
He does the leg drop guillotine on the outside while Lynn does the bulldog onto the ramp. RVD and Lance Storm are inside. RVD hits a leg drop. Just Incredible breaks up for the pin, runs from RVD instantaneously. Shortly after that, they finally get into it, but Just Incredible gets tossed outside, and he really went outside.
Yes.
Like, he ate that really well.
Oof.
Fonzie sets up Just Incredible on a table outside, but when RVD gets up to go put him through it, Sabu comes out of nowhere and does it himself.
Yeah.
RVD goes for the five-star frog splash, but hits Lynn by mistake. Lance Storm covers him, gets a two. The Van Damator follows the Cradle Pile Driver, which I love the Cradle Pile Driver.
Probably the deadliest pile driver the deadliest
looking. It's between him and Kevin Steen's Package Pile Driver. Paul endorsed pile driver, Tully Blanchard's pile driver. There's a couple of I can rank them, but it's got to be number one.
I know you hate Lex Luger's, but his pile driver was
fun. No, Lex Luger's heel run with that last heel run, that was his finisher. I loved Lex Luger's pile driver.
Dude.
Storm covers, gets a two. Van Damme follows the cradle pile driver, keeps Storm down for the count. The winner's at 21-08, where Jerry Lynn and Rob Van Dam. Rob Dam, they get into a big fight. Sabu's jealous, like a fucking jealous girlfriend. Shoves RVD and Jerry Lynn. They all start brawling. That's how the pay per view ends.
I enjoyed this pay per view.
This pay per view was fun. 411 Mania gave it a 6.5.
They're bugging. I think I would have given it like an 8 out of 10.
I mean, you gotta understand too. For 1999. This is pretty fucking impressive.
It was a good match. Good matches, dude. To me, I was impressed with every match. It was really good.
Now, you have to understand something, too. This is the TV deal now they get, and they got to tone stuff down. They have to deal with all the talent leaving.
Which Paul Heyman could not tone it down, because he just wanted to keep going harder and harder.
And Heyman's losing talent now.
Yep.
He's relying on guys like Steve Corino and Justin Credible. And
also bringing in new guys. Like, let's not forget, Mike Awesome was coming in, too.
Yep.
You had fucking Tanaka.
Masato Tanaka, which I think Taz fights in the next pay-per-view.
Correct. And then you also got to keep in mind that, you know, we're building up Rob Van Dam as the next main eventer.
Rob Van Dam held the television title for 709 days.
Almost 2 years. Almost. I think he had like one more month until he would have been a 2 year champion.
Ham, what was that number I gave you? 709?
For what?
For Rob Van Dam's title reign? The TV title reign?
I think so, yeah.
I'll have to find out.
Hold on. Yeah. You know what? I forgot, Hammer asked me today? The tag team titles. Were they the second set of TV titles, tag team titles the ECW had, right? With the purple backing? Actually, Tony's in the room.
They were the third set.
The third set.
There was
okay.
A third set.
Okay. Tony would answer that, too. Because I kept telling Mike, I don't know if it was the second or the third set with the purple.
That was the third set.
Was the third set? Okay.
The second set was the ones that they were silver-looking that the Eliminators had.
Oh, yes.
Those were dope, too.
My favorite.
Now, the new ones that you saw right now, those are the purple backing. Those ones are really, really nice.
Yeah, but I think Rob Van Dam was like 706, 709. It was over 700 days.
I'm about to find out for you right now, buddy.
Maybe 700 even. I know it was over 700 at least.
Apparently, it's exactly 700 days.
Okay, so I was – okay. I thought it was 706. I had 700 something in my head.
But it was, you were right. It was 700.
Yeah.
But
the second set looked like the IC belts.
Yes. Exactly. Thank you.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
But no, dude. I mean, I believe that the to me, like, by the way, Rob Van Dam still had the second version of the ECW television title. It still hadn't come out with a new design for the belt yet.
No, I told Michael that. That I knew because he asked me. He's like, "What belt is that?" I'm like, "It's a TV title."
The second one. The original one, I believe, was... I think the original one was the best-looking one.
No, I like the second one.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, no, I like it.
Well, the second one looked like the wing
title. A little bit, yes. It was like a hybrid of the wing belt, yes. I enjoyed it.
I loved it, actually.
That's right. Danny Doring brought the belt into
studio. That's right, Tony.
Into Studio A.
Yeah, I remember you. I was listening to the show, and you were just in awe of that title, dude. Was it heavy? Was it... I would love to know your opinion on how the girth of the belt. But, dude, you know how we are about belts, dude. We're marks for belts. Like, me, you, and Tony, forget it. We love titles.
Yeah, that's going to be a future episode of Turnbuckle Throwbacks. We're just going to do, like, a belt. We used to do a belt series. Like, there's so many belts to go over, you know.
Can I just tell you something?
Sure.
Can you do me a favor?
Yeah.
Go on YouTube.
Okay.
And type in... David Otunga's theme song.
David Otunga's theme song?
Oh, my God. I've had that song in my head the whole fucking week. It's pissing me off.
What?
It's fucking dreadful.
Yeah, it's really bad.
Oh, it's the worst. To me, the worst theme song ever made.
Okay.
Hit. Is
okay,
that it?
Hold on.
Yeah. It should be All About the Power.
Oh. Is it this one? I hope.
I think it's All About the Power. That's
it's a J-Mar, too, yeah.
Was it? Hit it. Oh yeah, this is it. It's so bad.
It's all about me. It's all about the power.
Of course, Nick German likes it. Mr. Jennifer Hudson.
That match was fucking...
I watched that Smackville.
How was it?
It was all right, but he was... Him and Tom Phillips were the commentators.
Smackville.
That's had to be the worst wrestling theme I've ever heard in my life. It has to be.
Yeah.
Can you give me one of your least favorite themes?
My least favorite? Oh, my God. There's so many.
That one's my least favorite.
My least favorite. Oh, fuck. There's so many that I don't like.
Like what?
Go Hammer. Oh, man. That's a whole podcast. We could basically pull up the worst ones and fucking break them down.
Ugh.
You know?
That's number one for me, my least favorite.
Is it your least favorite?
Oh, dude. There's other ones that are, like, a lot better than that one.
I hate the Bella Twins one.
You could look better.
Oh, you know what's another one that's terrible? Kelly Kelly's.
Hello.
Oh, I didn't like. I didn't like Sonny's.
I know you want me.
I like Sonny's.
You like Sonny's? Yeah.
I know you want me. Oh, wow. Who else had a terrible theme?
Oh, dude, there's so many, bro. I don't like the Canellis ones. That's awful.
I like it.
Get you with.
Yeah, I wasn't a fan of Tessa holding that strap. How would you have felt if China had it? I wasn't a big fan of China either. Sexy Boy was terrible too.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
Listen, China's the IC title was okay.
No, I didn't mind that. She was a terrible.
Not
worker.
As fucking world champion. She was terrible. Work.
She's a terrible worker.
Yeah, man, it was fucking awful. But
yeah, Shelly's like worst theme music episode coming soon.
Yes.
Yeah.
We have to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're gonna make it happen.
Now we all know that the television title is your favorite belt.
The Dave Milligan red belt. Yes. Yes. Correct.
Now, what is your least favorite title?
My least favorite title? 24/7. Well, nah, not 24/7. I mean, the Raw tag titles, the fucking with the
red strap and
yeah, I didn't like those. I didn't like
the penny belts.
The penny belts we didn't like. No, they were fucking terrible. What else I didn't
now
like?
Now they're silver.
You're gonna get dying. I'm gonna get shit for this. I know I am. My least favorite title. Was okay. Remember when Stone Cold threw the Intercontinental title into the river?
The skull, the flaming skull.
No. When Stone Cold had the Intercontinental title, he stole it from The Rock. He threw it into the river. The Rock came back the next week and debuted the new Intercontinental title.
Oh yes,
that title was fucking ugly.
Bret Hart's WCW theme, the Natural Disasters theme.
Really, I like Bret Hart's theme from WCW.
Rob Conway's theme was sucked.
No, I like Rob Conway's. How'd he go? Shit, that was a good theme. I actually like that theme. Ain't I awesome or some shit like that.
You know what theme I loved? Edge's theme. Alter Bridge.
Oh, yeah, that was
not good. The second one.
Yeah, that was
On good. This Day.
Yeah, that was a good song.
I loved fucking...
Namaste, Dennis Leary.
Dennis Leary. Anyway.
That's a really good song. Yeah.
That's just Creed without Scott Sapp.
Well, you know what? Nick German's right. Natural Disasters theme? That was terrible. That was dreadful.
Outback Jack was fucking terrible.
Who's Outback? Which one was this one?
Tiny Kangaroo Down Sport. Tiny Kangaroo nope. Down. I didn't like when they made The Rock a face with Superstar Billy Graham. They brought Jesus Christ Superstar.
Oh, you mean talking about the Don
Jesus Rock? Christ, which was used by Steve Austin in ECW.
Oof.
That was fucking terrible. You know.
You know who had a really
the Divas title was fucking awful too.
Divas title was fucking dreadful.
Dreadful. Yeah.
Which one? The butterfly?
Yes, yeah, that was the shit.
When I first saw
that
title,
that was the shit.
When I first saw the title, I was like, what the fuck is
fucking
that?
Fucking terrible.
The butterfly effect. Nah, just saying, it's just ugly.
It's terrible.
It's just ugly.
What a terrible title.
What a terrible title. Terrible. It's a terrible idea.
Terrible.
Terrible idea. Terrible.
Terrible.
Terrible. The Repo Man sucked. Yeah, it's true. Dude, you know what? We're going to put a thread up on the social media gimmick in a couple of days. I want you guys to start a thread, and I want...
And we want you to actually comment, not just, like, not do anything. Don't give us, like, the same fucking article three times in one fucking row. How about actually commenting on the shit we put
the
up?
The worst theme songs ever. And then we'll do a best theme songs ever. How about that?
All right.
How about
I'm
that?
Down.
Oh, yeah, get down.
Tony says that IRS just had an accountant adding machine sound.
You ready to get out of here?
One more. You know who else had a really bad theme? The 1-2-3 kid.
Oh, yeah.
1-2-3. Dun, dun, dun.
I love, of course, I love Demolition. That was Rick Derringer.
Yeah,
that was fucking love Demolition.
That was a good theme.
Yeah, man.
Here comes the axe.
Yeah.
Here comes the smasher. Oh,
you know, hey, did you hear Holly Race died? Yeah, we heard about that. Ring the bell.
Oh, jeez.
Anyway, Girls in Cars, Strike Force. That was fucking terrible. Oof, the Jimmy Hart song. In case you didn't know it until I posted 400 times. Yeah, people fucking retarded on our page, man. Like, I deleted three of the same fucking link after me and AA posted separate links
about
it.
Yeah, man.
Come on, guys. And I know they don't listen to the fucking podcast.
Listen.
But
we appreciate every fan that we have of the show.
Adam Bombs, yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty shitty.
That was bad. Shitty, too.
What about Duke the Dumpster Drosy?
Oh, my God, yeah.
Or the Goon.
How about Tugboat? What about, you know who I liked and I shouldn't like it? Hacksaws.
Oh!
That band.
It was good.
I like that. I like Hacksaws. Yeah.
What was another one? Those
Lex Luger's was fucking dreadful.
Narcissist Lex Luger?
No. USA Express Lex.
Ooh.
That was fucking terrible.
That was pretty bad.
Girls and Causes. Yeah, Tony, it rules, but not for fucking Strike
Force. The Mountie was good. I like the Mountie's theme song. We're the Mountie.
Alex Wright.
Oh, Alex Wright. Terrible theme.
That's fucking funny.
Das Wunderkind was great.
Das Wunderkind. Das Wunderkind.
Fucking terrible.
Das Wetter ist nicht schneit.
I like Alex
what?
Wright.
What?
Ah,
what?
You know Big Phil spoke German, huh?
As of my shit, it smacked that good, yeah?
Yeah, that's a good time.
You like my shit, huh?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. That's definitely another future show.
Oh, it's going to be definitely a future show.
Yep.
Best title belts, best and the
best
worst.
Best title belts, and worst best and worst theme music.
I'm telling you, David Otunga's is the worst.
Oh.
Listen, it's me.
You know how one of the best theme songs? Fucking FBI, man.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And Trans, Staying Alive.
Listen, ECW, they always use everyone else's music to for themes.
American Males.
American Males is terrible. American Males. American Males. Oh.
I'm ready to get out of here. You ready?
I don't like Buff Daddies.
Buff Daddies.
Oh.
Yeah. WCW had some fucking terrible ones.
You know what? A really good theme? Macho Man, when we came back in 99.
What up, Mach?
Ooh, yeah. And then that rock rip. Oh, that was good.
Hey, Dad's in the room. What's up, Dad? Say hi, Dad.
Hey, Dad. What's up?
Say, Dad, I'll be home in a few minutes.
Yeah, I will. Hey, Dad. What's up, Dad?
Yeah, seriously, don't forget to... Tony's right. Don't forget to vote for the Sting of the Ring.
Yeah, Sting of the Ring finals. It's Jeff Hardy and...
Sting.
And fucking Sting, right?
Sting. Sting.
No, I got it. Go ahead.
Sting. Sting.
Hollywood Blondes, the best.
That's the best one.
Also used by Greg the Hammer Valentine.
Yes, it was. You're right. You are correct. I think everyone used that theme when they were in WCW.
Yeah, man. Terrible.
If I was a wrestler, I would want that theme. It's a really good theme. You ever hear it?
And Harlem Heat still dope. Yeah, of course. Like,
let's get out of here.
Ourselves.
Sorry. Good song.
Michael never heard Big Balls until today.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a good song.
That's the original version.
That's the original version.
This is a good song.
Actually, I've heard the second version.
It's a good song.
Balls.
Anyway. All right, well, thanks for coming out tonight.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thanks for all the chat room people hanging out with us tonight. We had a big chat room today.
A lot of feedback
tonight. It was good. Good episode. TurnbuckleThrowbacks.com, RantEMRadio.com, ProWrestlingTees.com/TurnbuckleThrowbacks.
Get your Mooktang shirt.
ShiningWizardsNetwork.com, Dark Satellite Media.
Follow us on Instagram, Turnbuckle Throwbacks. Follow me at Choppy2984 on Twitter and Instagram.
And Facebook, T-Buckle T-Backs.
T-Buckle T-Backs.
And, of course, we're on everywhere. We're everywhere. We're on Spotify now on the
Rant Spotify, Radio. Please. Go to Rant AM. We're on Spotify.
So on behalf of the Hammer, on behalf of my partner, me and Pat Play, Mr. Philly Ray, bidding you do, mind you all, take care of yourselves, each other. Avoid the clap. Don't get arrested. Don't say nasty words. Don't wear shirts that say Los Angeles on them.
Yeah.
And thank you very much. My birthday's on Sunday. Thank you, Shannon. And that's pretty much it.
Oh, you do have a birthday coming up.
Yeah, man.
Do I get to see you naked?
No, we're going to eat some good food, though.
Oh, yeah, Harold's.
Fine establishment.
Yes, it is. Wow!
Say goodnight, Gracie.
Goodnight, Gracie.
Some balls are held for charity and some for fancy dress. But when they're held for pleasure, they're the balls that I like best. My balls are always bouncing to the left and to the right. It's my belief that my big ball should be held every night. Oh, we've got big balls! We've got big balls! We've got big balls! Dirty big balls! He's got big balls! She's got big balls! But we've got the biggest balls of them all!
We've got big balls! We got big balls!
And then just itching to tell you about them.
Oh,